Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking with the director of programs. It's Tanya Zastrow, the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. I saw the press release about Luminations coming up, and I want to talk to you about that in just a second. But first, for anybody who doesn't know about the Wildflower Center, where is it in Austin?
The Wildflower Center is in southwest Austin, off of La Crosse Avenue, near La Crosse and Mopac, so just south of Mopac and Slaughter.
Now, the Wildflower Center is open to the public daily?
Yeah, we are open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then for members, we have member mornings on Thursdays and Saturdays. We are open at 7:30 a.m. for members.
Now, for anybody listening here to Inside Austin today who has never experienced or been to the Wildflower Center, can you describe what it is, a collection of gardens and trees? Or
yeah, that's exactly what it is. We are an all-native plant garden. So, you know, Mrs. Johnson really wanted the Wildflower Center to represent Texas. And so we have plants mainly from Central Texas, but there's other areas represented as well. And you can walk through our gardens. You can walk through our family garden, which is a great place for kids to connect with nature. And then we also have our Texas State Arboretum. So you can come out here. It's about a mile loop. It's a great place to enjoy the oaks of Texas, get some exercise, breathe in some fresh air, and enjoy the beautiful landscape.
So you do have the trail that kind of runs around, but the gardens are, and how many gardens are there?
Ooh, we have quite a different.
There's a bunch, right?
Yeah, we have different theme gardens. So if you're wondering how to landscape of native plants around your own home, you can go to our home inspiration gardens, and that gives you an idea of how to plant yaupon in your garden. We also have a pollinator habitat garden. So if you're looking to attract pollinators, that's a great place to get inspiration about what plants to plant in your garden.
Is that bees and butterflies?
Yeah, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, moths, all of those pollinators that are so important to the world that we live in.
You are the director of programs, again, at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. And the reason I wanted you to come on is talk to us about Luminations. It's on the calendar. You know, the Zilker tree is lit. The park is lit. South Congress is lit. Mozart's is all lit up like it is every year. And I guess you've got, is it kind of the same inspiration, kind of the same thing at the Wildflower Center?
Yeah, we are a winter holiday light event. And so Luminations is a series of luminarias throughout the garden and other lights that highlight the plants that we love so much. So the lights light up the garden in new ways. So you get to come out and enjoy the gardens in a different light, literally. And then there's Blue Lapis is going to do some aerial dance shows. There's two shows per night, and that's free with your admission to Luminations. There's food and drinks, and it's just a lovely outdoor event to experience with friends and family.
And hopefully the weather this time of year, it should be warm enough to get outside. Again, Luminations happens between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. It'll be December 12th through the 15th, so Thursday through Sunday for Luminations at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center.
That's correct. And you can buy tickets in advance online. And we are offering, because of the construction on Mopac, we are asking people to park at the St. Augustine parking lot, which is on the west side of La Crosse. And then we have convenient shuttle buses that will take you over to the Wildflower Center. So that's going to make for easier parking for everyone. And then it'll drop you off right at the gate, and you can come on in and enjoy your evening.
And if you want more information, you can always find it on the website, wildflower.org. That's the one, right?
That's correct.
Probably the most obvious thing for people in Austin that they see are the gardens and the trail. But there's other things happening. Like, there's a lot going on at the Wildflower Center, right?
There is. We are called the Wildflower Center, so a lot of people think only to come in spring. But we have so much going on throughout the year. Right now, through the end of January, we have an exhibit in our Texas Arboretum called Fortlandia. It's a series of 10 different forts built by different designers, and it's a great, fun experience for all ages. You can come out and play in the forts, be inspired, reminisce about the forts you built as a kid, and we even have a special fort build area where children and adults can use bamboo and tree cookies and logs to build their own fort. It's a great place to be outside, get some activity, and really enjoy the natural landscape that we have here.
And that's Fort Landy, and that sounds like something that's very kid-friendly.
It's very kid-friendly. Free with admission, so you just pay the general garden admission, and you come during the hours we're open, and you can come out and experience Fortlandia.
I think as a parent, one of the hard, and I'm not, but I believe that as a parent, one of the most difficult things is just keeping your children entertained.
Yes, definitely. Well, with Fortlandia, parents have the trouble of getting their kids to leave, especially the Fort Build area. There's many parents who've said they've spent hours with their children building forts, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's way better than having them glued to the iPad or whatever screen that keeps them occupied most of the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put your electronics away and come on out and enjoy nature.
That's Fortlandia. That runs through January 26th. Is that right?
That's correct.
And if you can find more information, wildflower.org. Now let's talk about some of the other things on the calendar coming up. There are guided tours through the gardens on a regular basis. Is that true?
Yeah, our volunteer docents lead a guided tour of the gardens at 10 a.m. every day. And there's no need to register. You just come, and they're free with admission. It's a great way to learn more about Mrs. Johnson and our mission and to learn about the plants that we have in our gardens. We also have coming up at the end of January, the last week in Fortlandia is here, we have Winter Tree Fest, and that's a great event for all ages. We have tree walks that take place throughout the day. If you're looking to purchase a tree, we have trees for sale at our tree sale. We even have tree climbing, so you can climb up to the top of the trees, get a view of what it looks like from above in the tree canopy.
Is that also a very kid-friendly event?
Yes,
tree
definitely
climbing?
Very kid-friendly as well. And that event is sponsored by Bartlett Trees, so they'll be on hand as well. So you can talk to their tree experts if you have questions about your trees in your yard. You can talk with them as well.
You know, like you said, I think a lot of people, because it's wildflower, they think wildflowers is the focus. And maybe that was true initially, but it seems like the focus has maybe branched out or shifted over the years to research and preservation.
Yeah, definitely. You can see our research. If you walk our research fields, there's a series of different plots in that area that are maintained by different maintenance methods, whether they're mowed or they're burned through prescribed fire. And you'll see the different plant communities that grow in those plots based on their maintenance treatment. So that's a great way to see research firsthand. If you walk out there, you can see the grasses are predominant in one area and wildflowers are predominant in another area, and that's due to the maintenance treatment we do on those plots. But yeah, we are focusing, we've always been about wildflowers, and wildflowers are great, but in the winter, it's a great time to see plants in a different shape. You know, without their leaves, you can see the kind of the structure of the branches, and great time to also see to learn about what you need to do for your own garden maintenance. We have classes coming up for winter garden maintenance. You know, when do you cut back certain plants? Should you pull them? Should you leave them? We talk about all those types of general gardening questions that people might have.
You're listening to Inside Austin. We're speaking with Tanya Zastro. She's the director of programs at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. If you want more information, wildflower.org is the address. And you mentioned the education. There's a lot of programs, a lot of learning opportunities, and are you familiar with the program, the Mr. Smarty Plants program?
Yeah, that's it's our online database of questions. People could write in and ask questions to Mr. Smarty Plants. We have over, I think, 10,000 questions.
Oh.
And so we no longer accept questions because pretty much every question has been asked.
Right.
You can go online and research and search what question you have, and you're likely to find an answer. It's a great resource. And then also we have our Native Plant Database of North America, and you can go on that database, put in a search for whatever plant you're looking for. It'll tell you the growing conditions, what kind of soil it prefers, if it prefers a sunny or shady area. So that's a wonderful resource tool that anyone can access from their phone or from their home computer to learn more about the plants that grow in your area.
And again, I think a lot of people maybe plan to come out in the spring, but it's not limited to just wildflower season at all. There are events, happenings at the Wildflower Center all year round.
Yeah, definitely. You can check out our event calendar online, and we have a variety of events, classes, programs, workshops, happening throughout the year. One of our One Fun classes coming up at the end of February is a New to Texas gardening class. You know, we have a lot of people moving to the area, sure. and gardening in Texas is very different from other areas. And so this is a great class for those that are interested in gardening but don't have any idea on how to garden.
That would be
with
me.
Our climate, our soil, our temperatures, all that. So, yeah, that's a wonderful class to sign up for.
Yeah, look ahead on the calendar. You mentioned Tree Fest was coming up. Of course, Luminations is this weekend, December 12th through the 15th. That's Thursday through Sunday. But also looking ahead, I see you've got the Austin Cave Festival on the calendar, as well as a Children's Book Fair coming up.
Yeah, so Children's Book Fair comes first. And we have a variety of authors that will be here, along with some of your favorite friends. Storybook characters will be on site for the kids. It's a great time to come out, pick up some books for your kids or your grandkids, and meet with authors. You can have them signed, and there will be other kids' activities throughout the day for that event as well. And then Austin Cave Fest is a huge day at the Wildflower Center. We partner with the City of Austin, and we host a kind of unusual day here where we take people into our caves. Generally, we focus on the plants that are growing above ground, but for this special event, we take people into our caves. It's limited to how many people we can take in. Our caves are only so big. But then we have other opportunities. So no matter if you get in the cave or not, you can experience our caves through virtual reality. You can also watch some of the videos about our caves. You can talk with a variety of other cave groups that are here. They'll have different activities going on. You can take a walk to some of our sinkholes and see what those look like. You can learn about the Edwards Aquifer and the importance of keeping that healthy and importance of keeping our water healthy. It's a day that we are free and open to the public, and that's coming up on February 22nd.
And again, information about the Wildflower Center can be found at wildflower.org. Does the Wildflower Center, is it an event space? Can you do a wedding out there? Can you schedule photography sessions?
Yes, you can do both of those.
All those
things. We are a very popular venue for weddings. We have a lot of beautiful spaces in which people host their ceremonies, and then they have their reception in our courtyard and our great hall. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to have a wedding. We also offer photo sessions, so you can register through our website to have a photography session here. That's a great backdrop for a variety of settings, any kind of photo you would like. And then also, if businesses or organizations are looking for a meeting space, you can book spaces with us as well. If you're looking for a meeting that's off-site or a different type of space, we have some beautiful rooms with windows overlooking our garden. So there's a lot of options here for experiencing the garden.
And even a cafe on site, right?
Yeah, Wildflower Cafe is here along with our gift store. You can go into our gift store if you're looking for different gardening books, or like if you come to the garden and forget your hat, we have a lot of hats available and children activities. And we have a special Fortlandia section. So if you're looking for anything on forts and nature exploration, that's a great area to visit in our store.
Now, what about volunteer opportunities? If somebody wants to take part and get maybe their hands dirty, do you have opportunities there at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center?
We sure do. We have volunteer opportunities for individuals, and then we also accept corporate groups as well. Volunteers work in all areas of our garden. They help us with special events. We have weekly volunteer groups that are they're helping us garden. We have special groups that help us with vegetation surveys that happen twice a year with our research team. We have volunteers that help us with our plant sale. We'll have lots of volunteers at Luminations. So it's a great way to get back to the community, meet new people, be outside, and really experience and give back to the Wildflower Center in a different way.
Tanny, before we let you go, because we're just about out of time, is there anything we failed to get in, anything you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
If you join and become a member of the Wildflower Center, you can come in for free with your membership as much as you would like. We also, through our membership, you receive reciprocal admission to other gardens that participate in the same program that we do. So it's a great way to experience the Wildflower Center, but then also to experience the other beautiful gardens that are located here in Texas and then also nationwide. So there's a lot of perks to membership. In fact, February is our membership appreciation month, so we'll have a variety of programs and special offerings for members during that month. So if you're interested in joining, you can join online. You can also give the gift of membership if you're looking for that special gift for the holidays. It's a unique way to give the gift of nature and come join the Wildflower Center.
You can stuff that in someone's stocking.
Yes, exactly.
That's Tanya Zastrow. She's the Director of Programs at Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. If you want information, wildflower.org. Tanya, we appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.